This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One thing I wanted to get to is T.O.'s refusal to go to the Hall of Fame. I have no problem with him doing that. They basically told him he wasn't good enough for 2 years, and I think we've all said he's certainly in the conversation for second best receiver ever. Because they bleeped him for 2 years, he's just saying bleep you. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't see why anyone should have a problem with it, honestly. It's kind of weird if you do have a problem. I mean, if he doesn't want to show up, cool.
The Hall of Fame inductions are some of the dumbest things that people watch. I'm just not into it.
Dallas Keuchel, besides being on the local hometown nine, is also on my fantasy team. This is the worst possible timing, right? This guy's supposed to be in line for a big payday. It's really kind of alarming. And honestly, if you started the playoffs today, would you pitch Keuchel in the rotation, or would you use the other four guys and just...
I would not use him in the rotation, but he's gone through stretches like this before. This is a pretty bad one, though.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, at MK Pallet. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And this is my favorite segment of the week because... it's our buddy Eric Warner from Carbach
brings beer.
Yes. Yeah. Who doesn't love that?
I always bring you guys beer. I brought something a little lighter today. It sounds like all three of us are liking that because we had pretty big weekends, pretty big bourbon-filled weekends. So something light, you know, to kind of get the Monday going. But, Fred, I was very intrigued by the gem of the day.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you why. Not just because I'm old. Like you, but so what's that compound called? 2-nonanol?
Yeah, it's something to do with beer too, though, right?
Bingo!
Yeah.
So trans-2-nonanol is the classic aroma you get with oxidized beer, and it's described as sherry-like or sort of wet cardboard-like. So old people, old beer, I guess same chemical.
There you go.
I learned something new today.
So did I. Yeah, it mentioned in the story that it had something to do with beer. So okay. I figured there you go. But
so basically, like if you've got bad beer, it's like an old person stuck their hand in it.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or their penis, yeah.
So maybe away from the breweries. Maybe we're onto something here. If you believe like sometimes the two negatives become a positive or cancel each other out, what about some, what would you call that, necro harvesting? Like, what if we got some old people skin and, like, mix it in? AJ, I'm a scientist. I got to try everything here. Maybe it, like, doubles the shelf life of beer.
I'm against it.
You're not down.
I'm not down.
Even if your IPA is going to stay fresher by, you know, like, another 6 months.
Eric, I barely like shaking people's hands that I don't know. I definitely don't want their skin flakes in my beer.
What if you never knew about it, but the beer tasted better?
He's going to do this to us. He's going to go, I've got a very special brew for you here. I want you guys to try. And then we're going to be, oh, this is really good. It's like, yeah, it's old people skin. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. On to other topics, right?
Well, I did represent with the shirt at two of the main events while I was out in San Francisco.
I bet you got some compliments on that
people
shirt.
People like
didn't
that
you?
Shirt. Yeah.
That's
a
popular one.
So
I did not wear a Carbach Speedo on the river because
team marketing let you down.
Yeah, Fred opened his box. He got next day mail, opened his box. I was like, is there a Speedo in there?
Well, AJ, I did clarify in that segment that
it was gonna be tough.
Those T-shirts are off the shelf. Yours was going to be something like custom made.
I know.
I haven't given up.
Well, I'm not going to the river until next year now.
You don't like swim at all otherwise?
Not really.
You don't get into like, but maybe if you're
into a pool every once in a while, but not very often. I'm not a big swimmer. I go to the river to get drunk, truth be told. I like to float the river and drink beer.
Yeah, I think it's a great pastime. I get it. Well, so we have a year at least to work on this, it sounds like. All right.
Yeah, sounds like there's no excuse.
This time there will be no excuse.
Okay.
I will have failed you utterly if I can't deliver on that.
You texted me this morning.
Yes.
To confirm our appointment today, that you would be on the air today.
Yes.
And you said, okay, I just busted DG's balls about getting some fresh copy. I said, thank you, sir. So, and that was at what time? This was a relatively early, 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning, man. I mean, I'm looking in my inbox here.
So,
I don't think I have it, AJ. I bet he got hung up in my spam filter.
I'm
trying to give him the guy I get emails from all day long. Otherwise, yeah, you're right. That's probably a stretch.
Man.
He's busy, man. Team marketing. They got all kinds of stuff going on, but... I mean, I do have this other thing he wanted me to tell you about, the music to your beer going down at the brewery every Wednesday throughout the summer.
So is that to replace the Love Street Blues thing?
I think we're expanding it, yeah. We're going just beyond that genre of just...
Okay. Well, bad news. Now, like, the old copy I have is basically useless now because it was about the...
Love Street Blues?
The Love Street. It was about the Love Street Music Fest. And then I could BS my way through it a little bit because it had the Love Street Blues and the bingo on Mondays. But now the Love Street Blues is gone.
You're like, flying blind.
I'm basically saying, hey, they play bingo on Monday nights, and they've got a kick-ass restaurant.
With poutine.
Yeah, come see them.
You're really having to like get creative now.
Well, I just feel like there's stuff going on at the brewery that people want to know about. And I feel like our boy DG...
We got to talk to him, man.
That's his job, right?
I mean, that's kind of my understanding.
Like, Eric, so our show again, I don't know if you heard the whole show, but our show is again, for the fifth straight month, the number one show in the city. We are the champions once again.
Congratulations, fellas. Cheers to that.
Which means there's a large audience who's hearing about your product every time you come in here, every other week or whatever it is. And it's a great opportunity. That, you know, I mean, Carbox paid good money for you to be in here and talking about your beer. And DG,
I'm having to talk about old people instead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's time to go in there and put your foot down and say, listen, dude.
You're like, AJ's reputation's at stake here.
Yeah.
Carbox reputation, my reputation.
Everybody's reputation.
Everybody's looking like a kind of a fail here.
Yeah. Look like a bunch of jokers.
I think I got to do it.
All right.
I think it's going to be like a tough conversation. I'll keep checking my inbox here. Maybe that copy is coming. Maybe it's coming.
Maybe it'll happen while we're on air.
Who knows? Maybe something so hot and fresh. You heard the big hot fresh news today, right?
No.
About Deep Ellum.
No.
They're becoming part of that Oscar Blues group.
Oh, really?
So they had brought on a private equity partner like a year and a half ago. And they said they were going to like invest a bunch in their brewery, and they didn't. So they they're now partnering up with Oscar Blues.
But nobody's giving them grief because that's still considered by beer nerds that it's still craft. It's like turning into a pretty big company.
I think you're right. Yep, now you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for them.
Yeah. So that's everything's agog today with that, you know, and in the beer world. But hey, we got these excellent beers we're drinking here, right?
Yes. Hold on, time out. What'd you say, John? Oh, okay.
All right.
Go back to it.
All right. So we got Staycation. I'm sipping on a Staycation.
So is Fred.
Yep.
That was Fred's choice.
What do you think, Fred?
Like it.
Yeah. Perfect Monday beer.
Yeah.
Perfect 10 a.m. beer.
Kind of balance yourself out from the weekend beer.
Yep. Yeah. Rehydrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the electrolytes back in order.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a low ABV, nice, light, hoppy beer. Oh, DG says done. I just got a text done. Let's see. Well, we'll give him a second. Maybe the servers are communicating still.
We'll see.
That shows he's at least listening, that he cares. He's like, hey, man, my reputation is at stake here.
Today's live commercial's done. I already did it.
So we got to wait another week.
And I had to I do live commercials every day.
Oh, you read. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I had to work for it. I had to work today.
You pulled it off, though.
Two relevant things to talk about.
Yeah.
And one of them's gone now.
But I talked about all the new beers that are out right now, but they're not really new beers at this point. It's like the Tasty Waves, like in the Mango Hop Delusion, is it switched yet to the OG Hop Delusion, or when is that?
That is happening now. So literally, we released that to the next step in the process today. So when I'm here in 2 weeks, we'll be drinking that.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
Again. Wouldn't that be good to have on the copy? It's coming soon. Guess
coming
what's,
soon.
It's coming out.
Yeah. We're teasing you. Teasing the market's what it's called.
I love that beer, too.
Oh, it's the best, man.
That beer, when it's fresh, is so it's so unique and so tasty. And it will put you on your ass. That's one thing I love about it, too. That's why I decided this year I can't drink it on the river.
It's too much, man.
Yeah, I took a lot of Weekend Warrior and a lot of Hopadillo. And that's good river beer.
Yeah.
Like, the Hop Delusion, it's a good beer, but, man, when you're on the river, you want to drink. It's usually about, you open a new beer about every 20 minutes when you're floating the river. And if you go on a four-hour float, that's a 12-pack of Hop Delusion over the course of 4 hours. And that's, I mean, listen, I'm a pretty big boy, and I've got a pretty decent tolerance, but that'll
put you down.
It makes it hard for you to function the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah, and you go, and then you're supposed to, like, hang out with the kids at night and,
right,
you know, do fun stuff with them, and you're just kind of like,
hey, let's make s'mores, and it's like, you know?
I saw the biggest pile of dog vomit this morning when I was on a bike ride, and I got to thinking, you know what somebody probably did? They probably let their dog eat, and then they took him out running. That's, like, cruel, right?
Yeah, it's too hot for that. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like if you, you know, remember, like, in school, like, when you were doing school sports, and if you had, like, late lunch, and then you had to go to practice, you only had, like, one period in between lunch and your practice, and it was like, ugh, you know, it was bad.
One time usually, like, I would eat lunch at the cafeteria, or we had off-campus lunch. I'd go to Subway or McDonald's or whatever. But one time my dad had gotten a bunch of – he killed a big pig, and we had a bunch of ham. And it was so delicious that I was like, I'm bringing my own lunch to school today. And I made – and this is like thick-cut ham. I made three big-ass ham sandwiches, and I ate all three of them. And then we had a surprise wrestling practice, and it was the worst.
At least they probably came up, like, in whole chunks, like chunks of ham.
Yeah.
They weren't digested yet.
No, it wasn't digested, and that ham, the salt keeps it from breaking down too fast, but it was rough. It was rough. You got time to hang out for another segment?
You bet. Let's see if DG comes through here.
All right, we'll give him a chance. I'm going to tell you guys again about my computer career, and Larry, my buddy Larry. Larry, this time last year, was living at home with his mom. He's not really my friend. Larry's a guy I don't even know. But Larry was living at home with his parents, and he was making minimum wage. He hated his job, hated his life. And now, 3 months into his IT career, making triple the money he was making, doing something that he enjoys every day. Can't beat that. If you don't love what you do, change it, man. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You might be saying, man, I don't know anything about computers. I don't have a bunch of training or experience with computer. They don't care. That's their job. That's what they're doing. They're teaching you. They're helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. They help you get into the industry, too, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. How great is that? They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 6 o'clock hour, you guys on 94.1 are used to having us, but full show simulcast now on 94.1. So if you can't hear us on 97.5, you can always jump over there. Very excited about this. Excited about that. Excited about the ratings again. We're just crushing it around here. This is a good thing. It's like all of our little dreams are coming true.
That's it.
So, but Eric knew that all along. Eric knew we were going to be the best show in the city.
That's, yeah, he told me
about, you know, Buy low, sell high, Fred.
Yeah.
We got in at the right time. You guys were on that ascendancy. It was kind of like the Astros like 4 years ago. It's like, all right, this is about to become something big.
Well, Fred, remember, I was singing the Warriors' praises 2 years before they made it to the, well, maybe a year before.
No, it was a year before.
Yeah, a year before they were in the
finals. It was the Mark Jackson year was when you started liking them. And by the way, people can watch us on live stream. See how you look on live stream there,
Eric? How do you look, Eric?
Oh, look, great. They just caught me belching, but I kept it quiet.
No, this is about 10 seconds behind. Well,
the delay. Are they going to edit that out?
Nope.
The belch? Oh,
no, it's
no,
live.
It's live, man.
Sorry, AJ does it all the time. So.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. Well, what's the so we talked about the OG Hop delusion coming out. What else do you guys have in the works? Tell me what's coming up over the next couple summer months.
So we're just getting blue balled with this pilot system, man. This company we bought from the Canadian company, Fred.
Oh, Jesus.
This is why Trump's going to end all our relationships.
That's right. Canada. Well, our stuff is like some of the parts we need to get this thing fired up haven't arrived, and there's like some tanks coming from China, so it's like this complex trade thing, right?
But should have bought all your stuff from Russia.
I know. See? Yep. Would have been here like, just been like that. Right. Skids were greased. Exactly. But yeah, we're going to start having fun. We're going to make like some milkshake IPAs. We're going to get our brew going, AJ. And yeah, I mean, sky's the limit. I just had a chat with our innovation brewer. We're going to start working on some sour projects.
Nice.
Small scale. But, yeah, and then we got the Hazy Delusion coming out after the OG. We tasted up some prototypes of that last week. Excellent. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Just kind of working on the final hopping, the final tweak for that. But, yeah, man, that's Carboctoberfest, lagering away in the tanks, ready for release in August, a full, 2 months ahead of October. That's how we do it over here. But, yeah, man.
Why do they do that? Why do Oktoberfest beers always come out in August now?
You know, I think some of the larger craft breweries started that trend like, 10, 20 years ago, and everybody just kind of follows suit. So, you can't be late to the party.
I guess that's true.
So if a certain brewery has theirs out, you gotta have yours. But, you do know that the bulk of the Oktoberfest is actually in Germany is in September.
Oh, okay. So, well, that makes sense then.
So that's about it, man. Still cranking away. We were also, we had some great share. We have the same thing with beer, like market share gain, and Carbach is doing quite well in Texas right now. Like,
it's always good.
Number one share gainer.
Oh, look at us.
See, we're
look
just
at us
kinda,
a couple champions.
Champion, here we are.
Sorry, Fred, a few champions. You're here too.
Ouch.
You. No, Jong, you too. You're a champion too, mind you. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
So, but you can't sit back, man.
You can't sit on your laurels.
Reinventing and coming up with new stuff. So we're looking forward to getting that pilot system rocking and rolling so we can do just that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, here's the moment of truth.
Okay.
We've waited through the break.
I keep hitting refresh.
DG before the break said it's done. He told you it's done.
I think he meant that other little poster thing because I had texted him to send me the poster, but he sent it and then via email and the text came like 20 minutes later. So I this is not good, AJ, but I promise you will have fresh copy in your inbox tomorrow.
Okay.
I will get with DG and express to him. Your disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you say to your kids, right?
We just don't want to miss opportunities. That's all.
You don't like raise the hand, but you just look them in the eye and say, "Son, I'm really disappointed in you."
I just don't
watch them melt.
I don't want to miss opportunities. That's what it boils down to.
We're trying to sell beer here. Trying to get people to come to Carbach Brewing and taste our delicious food, and we're trying to sell some beer out in the
market. And let's say, so when you guys sign up for this deal,
yep,
with us,
yep.
Let's say, next year when it's time to re-up, you guys look at things, well, did this really pay off? What's different now than it was before we started with these guys?
AJ, I'm
and
more.
Then whose fault is it?
I'm more worried that you guys. Here we go. Here we go. All right. There we go.
It's there.
Here you go. Live read for you, man.
Look at that.
I scanned it. It's pretty clean.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do have some new coffee.
All right.
Is that going to work?
That looks good.
DG, good job, buddy. I know you're listening. Way to get it in under the wire. Just in time.
Now listen, I'm reading this. This is the laziest copy ever. But it'll get the job done. It'll get the job done.
He's under a deadline, man. He had to get something out.
He was like, God, I got to get something out. I got to make something happen here. Okay.
But next year, you guys are probably, if you continue on the torrid pace you're on, you're going to be like having standards where you're going to say to all your advertisers, we need fresh copy every other week.
Yeah.
We will not work with you if you do not have fresh copy.
That's what I want. That's where I want us to get to. That's my goal.
I think
goal.
You're getting there, man. So we have to evolve with you in that regard.
Please do. Let's evolve together.
Together we'll be stronger. Eric, run as one or something like that.
Something like that. Something like that. Eric, we appreciate you coming in as always. We appreciate you bringing beer as always. It's always a great time.
Thanks, guys. Always have a blast.
And
we'll look forward to it.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. I think I'll have some of that OG delusion
for us to try.
Advanced copy.
Cannot wait. I like it when you bring the cans that don't even have the label on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like it's a silver can, and it's a mystery can, but you know what's in there. It's the good stuff.
No one else can get it.
That's right. All right, I got to tell you guys about Republic Harley-Davidson. Listen, they've got 7 master technicians on staff in the service department. If you want your bike to be worked on by the best in the business, that's the only place to go. They've got way more experienced technicians than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. You don't want an hourly employee putting together and taking apart your bike. That sounds horrible. That's a good way to end up flat on the road. Nobody wants that. And the ROT rally's coming up. Get a new bike for that right now. You buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson. Free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, free installation, all that only at Republic Harley-Davidson. And the numbers are in again. And Republic Harley-Davidson was tops in customer satisfaction, well above the district and the national average. They are the best in the city by far. And come celebrate Father's Day early this Saturday the 16th from 9 a.m. to 11 at Republic Harley-Davidson. They're going to have free breakfast out there. Take a look at some of the bikes, test drive one, and just have a good time. And then bike night's coming up on June 21st at 6 p.m. Music by the Midnight Release, free food, drinks, and door prizes, and another chance to register to win that free Harley-Davidson they're giving away in October, but you can only register at bike night. And then come witness a stunt show with one wheel revolution, June 23rd, only at Republic Harley-Davidson from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. They got financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson. Flares are going up.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, an $80 gift certificate to iFly. It includes 2 flights for one person. iFly makes the dream of flight a reality with indoor skydiving in a safe and fun environment. Find locations and learn more about the flying experience at iFlyWorld.com. We did not give it away today. The usual suspects did. They gave away today's prize to Cole, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Cole, for being today's winner. Not a lot of Coles out there, I would guess.
I think, and if I heard the intern right, they got a Cole with a K.
Interesting. Yep. Isn't that just short for Colby? Probably.
I don't know.
It better not have been our former intern. Yeah, it could be Colton.
I don't know.
Could be Cole Trickle. Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
There's my ridiculous movie
not
reference.
Not Dick Trickle.
No, not Dick Trickle. He's dead, right?
I don't know. I know he was a real person, though.
Yeah, he was a real person. Cole Trickle was not a real person. He was Tom Cruise, and he wound up having sex with his doctor.
Mm.
That I remember.
Yeah, Dick Trickle died in 2013.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some jokes there. 713-780-ESPN. Mont says, legit, maybe the longest stretch without you virgins in Vegas. What's the deal? Can you guys go cover some frog racing or something?
Yeah, well, our boy Canelo, he screwed us. Yep. And now it looks like that fight's not going to happen at all.
Yeah.
And they're going to go with Canelo and Daniel Jacobs. I don't know if they'll send us out there for that. I hope they do. I mean, I'd like to see that fight, but it's definitely not the same as what it was going to be.
Yeah, there haven't really been enough interesting matchups to send us to, frankly.
I'll tell you what, man. Eventually, Lomachenko is going to be like a massive pay-per-view draw. And that him and Linares, that was such a good fight. That would have been a great fight for us to be at.
Yeah. I think those sometimes are the better ones because you need to tell people who some of these guys are and let them know. Because we talked about Golovkin forever. And I think the Canelo fight's the first time they've sent us to a Golovkin fight.
It was?
Yeah. And so I think it's almost just from their perspective, it's almost better for us to go out there for fights like that when a guy they're trying to build up a guy like Lomachenko. Because I think he's a terrific fighter, but I don't think a lot of people know who he is. I think I was surprised at how many people didn't know who Golovkin was.
Yep.
When we did that thing. So from their perspective, I think it's good when we can talk about fighters like that and get people watching them. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, 832. My brother-in-law is getting married in Vegas in September. Any suggestions or places to eat or things to do? Yes, go to sportsmap.com and go to the travel tab, and you'll find my guide to Las Vegas on there. It's like, that's my go-to thing.
Yep.
It's got every place that we go while we're there. God, now I kind of want to go back to Vegas. It's been too long.
It has been too long. We're overdue. And, I mean, that one was like, we had plane tickets booked.
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
I had bought tickets to the fight.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't even going to go on a media pass. I was going to go to the fight with tickets.
Yeah.
And I was making a week of it.
And it was right when you got the tickets that we started hearing the whispers that this might not happen. It looks like Texas Tech is just one, for whatever that's worth.
Well, there's a dog pile. That means two Texas teams in the College World Series, right?
Is that what that means?
Yeah, because I see some guns up out there in the crowd. I saw the Longhorns win earlier. So unless Aggie made it and didn't tell me about it.
No, I think Aggie was playing in that first round.
They
at,
were.
Austin.
They were.
I don't know enough about this to, but they were in that one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I found something on, like somebody tweeted about it. There was some former Aggie baseball player. So apparently Texas beat A&M early in the thing. And then they were going to have a rematch the next day. And some former Aggie baseball guy was like, it's just one game. We're going to come out tomorrow and give them the business or something. And then Texas got up 6-0 in the first inning. And somebody quote tweeted him and said, is this what the business is? You can't win them all. I don't know what UH did. Is Rice still good at baseball?
No. That's why they got rid of their coach.
Oh.
And he was old. But UH lost to North Carolina, that much I know, because people kept tweeting, hey, are you watching UH? No, I'm not. So, it's just not for me. And I know a lot of people are into it, especially around here. But, yeah, I don't like to watch things that I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean,
I did watch, when I was in the bar yesterday, I watched, they had everything on. And, they had the Formula One race, which apparently ended a lap too soon because they told the supermodel to wave the checkered flag.
Yeah.
So I saw that happening. And then I saw, I guess, South Carolina, Arkansas, and a catcher failed to catch a pop-up behind the plate. And it's like, okay, this is why I don't watch it. Because that's pretty basic stuff.
That is.
And you're supposed to be one of the best teams in the country, and your catcher can't catch a pop-up.
How many teams make it to the College World Series?
I think it's 8. I think it's 8. Jong, is that correct? Researcher? crack researcher John Lee. Because that's kind of math, but I'm pretty sure it's eight.
Okay. So far, it looks as if six of the eight have been locked in.
Okay. So we have South Carolina and Arkansas playing now.
Yep. South Carolina, Arkansas will take one spot, and Florida, Auburn will take one spot. So it sounds like there's going to be a couple SEC teams make it. The other teams who have made it, North Carolina.
Okay.
Oregon State.
All right.
Which I feel like, did they win the whole thing last year?
Yeah, they sound familiar.
They won one recently, I'm pretty sure. Washington.
Okay.
Mississippi State. Texas and Texas Tech.
So three SEC schools.
Yes, there will be three SEC schools, two Big 12 schools, two Pac 12 schools, and an ACC.
Okay.
Are there any of those schools based, because you and I both, we don't watch college baseball, but based on what they do in other sports, are there any teams there that you hope don't win?
I don't know. I can't really work up a hatred for any of those.
I have a hard time with it, too. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like if Arkansas wins or South Carolina, I don't want that team to win.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either one of those.
I don't think I want the Florida-Auburn winner to win either.
I don't really hate Auburn.
Mississippi State I could deal with.
Yeah, Mississippi State would be kind of cool because they don't win much.
Like Washington, I like it up there. I hope, Oregon State.
Oregon State last won it in 2007.
Oh.
They won back-to-back years, 2006, 2007.
Oh, I'm apparently not that current on things.
Yeah, would you like to know your winners since then?
Sure.
You have Fresno State in 2008.
I actually predicted that.
LSU in 2009.
I feel like they win almost every year.
They beat Texas. But, well, they've only won once since 2000. That was 2009. Okay. South Carolina in 2010 and 11.
We've got to stop that.
Yeah. Arizona 2012.
I would have cheered against them.
UCLA 2013.
I would have cheered against them.
Vanderbilt 2014.
Okay.
Virginia 2015.
Virginia, you say?
Coastal Carolina 2016.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that I like seeing. And then Florida last year.
Florida, huh?
Florida.
Oh, well, I don't want them to win again. We can't have a dynasty built.
Well, Coastal Carolina is the number 15 seed, so I guess they're pretty good at college baseball.
Yeah, but they're out now.
Yeah.
Ain't that good.
They failed miserably this year.
I feel like college baseball, that's like a little more balanced on who can be really good and who's not really good because there's, you don't get a bunch of full scholarships and things like that. So it's a little easier to keep up with the Joneses.
Although a lot of these schools that made it to the Sweet 16 are pretty big schools other than Cal State Fullerton. And that's, what is this, a thing called Stenson.
Stetson.
The Mad Hatters.
Yeah, it's a cowboy hat.
And Tennessee Tech.
Okay.
Well, no small schools made it this year. Sorry, guys.
It's a darn shame.
Yep.
All right, what are we doing here, John? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you about Harry's, because they're back with us and happy to have Harry's Razors with us. And listen, this has been so cool for me because I never thought about razors until the last minute. I'd have one and then, it would start getting bad. And so then I'd go to the store and it was just a pain in the butt. Well, guess what? For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com and you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3. And then you're going to have your travel package. It's awesome. And Harry's, these razors are quality. I love the fact that I never have to leave my house. I have a plan set up where my razors show up right when I need them, and it's been great. And guess what? If you're out, they're now available in Walmart and Target. So that's the cool thing. They've got 100% quality guarantee. They stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. Your new customers are going to get $5 off a shave set with Harry's code with FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today.
Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guys, check out SportsMap.com. Lots of great content on there today. And as there is every day. What is this music, John?
It's Jack White, Over and Over and Over.
Okay. Interesting. I like that you're trotting out some different stuff here. But, yeah, sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. All your favorite teams, trends, and events, content from all kinds of great people. AJ wrote Friday. Lance Zerline will write Wednesday. Palillo wrote Friday. Joel wrote today. His was really good. Patrick Creighton, Jermaine Every, all of them. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now at sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And once again, I want to thank everybody for making us the number one sports show in the city for the fifth straight month. And also, hopefully, you're enjoying the simulcast, the full three-hour show now on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. One last segment to go. And how about that for stalling perfectly?
Good job. I got sucked into a chat with the boss and the gloss.
So do you have a dumbass report?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I do have some stories that would work for if you know, like if I were to
fake a dumbass
every
report.
Single Monday do a dumbass report and I didn't know that was going to happen, I would be able to say, "Oh, I got you, guy. I got something for you." But I didn't have one planned out because I'm out of practice. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You've been on a river for a week.
That's true. Let's go to Florida, where I will say this: this Florida man, he's got a giant Texas tattoo on his throat.
Interesting.
It's a Texas tattoo with angel wings. On his throat. It's like the shape of the state of Texas with angel wings coming off of it on the guy's throat.
Okay.
Which is a little odd.
Yeah, unless God lives in Texas or something.
Okay.
And that's possible.
Well, here's what happened. He's 26. Maurice Castanado.
Call him Mo.
Mo Cass, we call him. He was arrested on a charge of burglary with aggravated battery. The incident took place at 6 o'clock on Friday. Residents called to report an unknown naked man had broken into their home. He either opened or climbed over the back gate, went through an unlocked door to enter the residence. He started yelling at the victim and, quote, bowed up as if to fight the occupants. A resident threw Castanado out of the house. He then grabbed a rake and struck the resident several times, inflicting, quote, minor puncture wounds and breaking the rake into pieces. The occupant then took a hammer from his pickup truck, chased Castanado down the street, and struck him three times. A sheriff's dog tracked Castanado down to nearby Pontiac Street, and he was arrested. He refused to answer deputies' questions. This is the shocking part. Alcohol played a role in the incident.
Yeah, at least the other guy brought the hammer down.
He did lay the hammer.
Yep.
Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. They say that, right? That's a saying.
Indeed, he got nailed.
That's a saying. He wasn't the only naked man, though,
really?
from this weekend. A naked man was arrested after attacking a van in Scotland.
Okay.
He did answer the police's questions. He said, I was tripping my nuts off, is what his direct quote is. He says, when the police were called, they found him sat in the middle of a roundabout with no clothes on. A witness slowed down his van, and Liam Robert McDowell ran towards the vehicle, rambling and swearing, and started punching the bonnet and windscreen which I don't even know what the... This is Scottish talk. I don't know what a bonnet or a windscreen... I guess that's the windshield. Yeah. What's the bonnet, though? Is that the hood?
I guess, yeah. I'm going to go with hood.
Okay.
They speak differently
they
over there.
They speak crazy over there. When the police were called, they found the defendant sat in the middle of the roundabout, still with no clothes on, clearly under the influence of something. He made an obscene gesture saying, "It's really important that I bleep myself."
I think it's important that everyone bleeps himself.
He pleaded guilty that on June 6th, he used threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior, causing someone to suffer harassment, alarm, or distress, which sounds like a really long crime to have committed, but he did, apparently. That's a crime in Scotland. He also admitted to causing criminal damage to a vehicle. So that all is today's an shortened dumbass report. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'll be better next Monday.
It's all right. Good to have the team back together. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ. I only partially suck today. We will do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. There's no blood.